Welcome to FUMU Yerushalmi Shir, sponsored generously by Janine and Kyle Nathan. If for other sponsorship opportunities, please reach out. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Samech Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting in the Amud Aleph, a few lines down in the two dots. The more quote of the Mishnah, it says, Hagoizes is a tzemer, someone who shears the wool. So we just mentioned, just a few lines before, the Gemara mentioned the shearim that we have in Shabbos. So the Gemara, goza stamau. What happens if a person sheared, but he did not have any intention for a specific thing? Nishmeinim min adol, let's learn from the following. Hoitzid yoi, if a person took out ink, in bikomos, if it's within a pen, kedelichtoiv shteri sears, then he needs to have enough ink to write two letters. Im lagiev, his intention is to correct and fix something that's already written, kedelagia oisachas, to fix is only one letter. To write something new, you need to have two letters. To fix something which is written, one letter is enough to be chayav. So you see from here, this, if he has an intention, lagia, then you see his lagia. But if he doesn't have an intention, I'm saying generally when you take an ink, it's to write two letters. If the actual writing is this, or also here by the wool. If you have no other intention, so that's going to be to weave. That's usually what tzemer is, to weave. Taman tanin, we learned over there, shoichet is a b'chor, someone who's shechting the b'chor. So meaning the b'chor has a gedusha. So a person who's shechting the b'chor, oisem mokom l'koyfit, makes room for the knife. Mikan u'mikan. How does it make room? Toilish is a seir, eventually as izenim koymo. He's going to pull out some hair to as long as he doesn't move it from its place. Meaning he's pulling out the hair of the b'chor in order to be able to shecht it, as long as it still leaves it over there so it doesn't look like he's shearing the wool of the b'chor. Because it's eiso d'oraiso to shear the wool. V'chein ha-toilish z'aseh l'iris mokomom. Similarly, if someone pulls out a hair to look for the blemish. So what do you see over here? You see that pulling out the hair is not a problem of shearing wool, which is also to do by b'chor. So says the Gemara of Ilo b'shem Reb Shem Elokish, from here you learn a-toilish min ha-kotshim potter. Just grabbing and pulling out hair, that's not considered to be shearing. It's not considered to be goizes, and it's butter. So the Gemara of Yaakov Baruch Hu Shlokish Kedaiti. Shlokish goes l'shitosoi. This palgon is machlekes. Hatoylish bekotshim rechadom merchayov. Rishim Elokish shemar patur. So Baruch Hu Shlokish argue, can you pull out hair from kotshim? Shlokish l'shitosoi, as he could. Ravi Mir boy. Ravi Mir asks, Maklof l'shitosoi, the Rishim Elokish, l'chur Rishim Elokish changes shito. Why? These palgon, they argued, hatoylish konof beoif. Someone who pulls the wing of a bird. Hamorto, after he pulls out the wing, he removes the hard part, which is towards his bottom. Ve'akoytmo, he takes the top part, and he arranges that so he can put it into the pillow. In these cases, chayim shu sholosh, is over three averus. Kortar b'chayim, I'm going to skip the next few words, get back to it in a moment. Hatoylish chayim shum goizes. Toylish chayim because it's shearing, like taking off a wool from an animal. Hamorto, when he cuts out part of it, which is not good, chayim shum moichek. Moichek means that he makes it into the right size, the right measurement. Hakoyt mechayim shum akapatish. When he takes out the last part to put it into the pillow, that's makapatish. He's finishing, he's concluding the melocha. So the Gemara asks, this seems to tell us that pulling out hair from an animal is a problem of shearing of goizes, and you just said by kotshim it's not considered to be shearing. This is more of a loy dam. It's not as similar. Oiv shein lo gizo tlishoso gizoso. By a bird, there's no giza, there's no wool. So whatever you pull out, that is its shearing. That's what is considered to be shearing by a bird. Pramocho, but here, einer chayav etchig, so as we speak about a regular animal, you have to do full gzizo, not just pulling out. Tedechoshu, can I bring your right to this? The Tani, it says, tolosh minameso chayov. If you pull out of a dead animal, there is a chayav. Why tlishoso zohi gizoso? Because by a dead animal, pulling it out, that is the giza, that's the shearing. That's not normal shearing by a live animal, but that's a normal shearing by a dead animal. So it really depends on the circumstance. What is the level, what's considered to be shearing? Continues the Gemara, learning the Mishnah. Mishnah is a melabnoi. So melabnoi is cleaning it. That's another melocho. Ahen de mikfar, all monim nichbolim aliko. One who cleans these type of clothes, different names of clothes, and is using gofri, sulfur, to do the cleaning. That's all part of the melocha of Milabin. So a woman, the sharka opo, that she puts some color on her face, but it's not actual coloring. It's more to clean her face. And also the sharko me'azlo. Also, when she colors her spindle, this she's coloring a point. It's not here a point of coloring; it's more a point of cleaning. So that's all part of melabin. Hayem chayto the yarv chuto goy pumi, the tailor who puts a thread into his mouth. That's also a form of cleaning and the problem of melabin. Rav Koyim shabonim the kisin hamaintun chayim shemelabin. The Rav Chaim explains over here it's type of clothing. That the way you iron it, as you do with fire, use fire to ironing. So the fire over here has a din of cleaning, of melabin, of the bleaching the clothes, which is also in Shabbos. And that's the melocha of melabin. Continues the Gemara and brings the melocha of haminapsoi, the melocha of minapits. What is minapits? Minapits is, after shearing the wool off the sheep and scrubbing it clean, the wool has to be combed in order to untangle it. That's the melocha of minapits. Says the Gemara, hen de nafis siv, hutzin, and gumo. These are types of grass that are being used to create ropes. And that also requires niputz. So anybody who does that is chayim mishum minapis, is part of the melocha of minapis. Hatzoivoi, now we get into the melocha of dyeing. When you dye the wool, you color it, is the isser of tzeveya. Says, well, mat tzviya hoiso b'mishkan. Where do we find the Mishkan tzviya? Where do they go and dye things in the Mishkan? Answers the Gemara, shir misharitim b'behemo b'oiris elim erdomim, which means they would hit the animal, the oiris, the elim, in order to create the red color, the red dye, on their skin to use it for the Mishkan. Omar v'yesi adom, where this teaches us, ha'oise chaburo v'nitzra bardam, someone who hits and causes a chaburo, and now you have a red color in this on the skin, he is chayav chayav because of tzeveya. The chiddush is, this is considered to be dying. Ha'me'adem oidem b'sofo chayav. The Gemara brings another example of tzeveya, someone who puts lipstick on the lips is considered to be tzeveya. As Reb Chaim points out, this is different than what we mentioned before regarding someone who puts some color in the face, because there the purpose is not to color the face, but to clean the face. Here we talk about the purpose of coloring. Continues the Gemara of Sech Beis Amud Beis. Hamoitzi dam, someone who takes blood out of an animal, chay mishum netilas neshomo shebeoiso mokrim. He's chay because of netilas neshomo, even though the animal is still alive, but that chabur they created is the specific netilas neshomo in that place. So, continues the Gemara and brings other melochas. Hatzar tsuro, someone who makes a shape. As Reb Chaim points out, the way they did it, one person used to go and create the shape, and then someone else went and colored in the shape. Harishir chaya mishum koisiv, vasheni chaya mishum tzuveya. The first one is writing, and the second one is coloring. Chisir bo eiver v'ba'acher v'gomro, if one made a shape, and he was missing one piece of the shape, and came a second person and finished up that design, so he's chayim mishum makiv apatish, because he finished it. The melacha makiv apatish is completing an item. Here's the one that says asoichet, someone who squeezes liquid out of a clothing, v'amichabes, and he someone who is laundering the clothing. Melacha achasi, that's going to be one melacha because they both are cleaning the clothing. Says the one, Tanya b'shmol b'rosh abiruchim bin boriko imer. Hatzaboyim shibushalayim, the ones who took care of clothing in Yerushalayim, hayoisim schito melocha b'fnei atzmo. He's coming to argue to say that schita is not kibus, because they would not only clean the clothing, they also used to squeeze the water out of it. So you see that schita is a standalone melocha. Says the Gemara, if so, al daiti da b'shmo melocha b'yochim in breiko, haboyim melocha seinon. So it's not 39 melochas in Shabbos, it's 40 melochas, because schita is another melocha. According to that, you should add in the Mishnah, instead of saying 39 melachos, you should say 40 melachos. We don't want to mention a melacha that not everybody agrees. We want to make sure that it's the 39 melachos mentioning in the Mishnah, the 39 melachos, that everybody agrees that these melachos are the melachos which are asur. There's other melachos that there's only a shitas yachid that holds that you could do it. A hand of a chavlin, someone who prepares ropes. A hand of a mamzer, someone who does belts. Chaya mishum toive. He's over the sir of spinning. A hand of a kunteron, which is sacks. Napon, which is sifters. And machzlon, which are mats. Chaya mishum mesech is chaya because of weaving. Hadoi says a woman, kadmishtio bikubio, meaning she's preparing the loom. She's over mishum meseches. Mesech is preparing the loom, is the iser of when you the preparation for the weaving. Kadiahovo kadmo, when she creates the web for the weaving, mishum oisebatim, that's another melacha called oisebatim. Kadmikim aloin, when she picks up the kli and she builds it up, mishum boine, there's a issur of boine, because that the Yerushalmi holds, yesh binyan bekelim, there is a binyan in a vessel. Kadmachyo mishum oireges, when she hits it, meaning that she starts to prepare the weaving, she's oiver mishum oireges, which is weaving. The machyo over here is, means she puts the chute ha'erev into chute ashti, because you have the strings of the threads of shti prepared, and then she puts in the erev, the other side of the threads, and that's considered to be the weaving, and that's the what the Gemara calls hitting. Kamikato benimayo, when she cuts off to straighten it out, that's the Yisur Chituch, making things straight. Kad Gramo Melachto, once she finishes her Melacha, Mishum Makiva Patish. So we see over here the woman who's weaving all the Melachas that are included in this action. Hayen the Ovad Koifin, someone who prepares these types of baskets. Kat Sofar, when he starts the Melacha and prepares it. Tzchai Mishum Mesech, that's equivalent to Mesech when weaving, which is the preparation. Kad mechayet mishum toifer, when he starts already to attach different pieces that to create the box, so that's already equivalent to toifer, to sewing. Kaf, when he bends it, he starts creating here the tsura of the kli, mishum boine, eschayek was a boine. Kad mekater, when he cuts it, mishum mechatech, he's over mechatech, kol melachto mishum makapatish, he finishes these boxes, these baskets, he's chayek mishum makapatish. So again, another one melacha, going through all the melachas that are involved in this action. Hondovad Malin Arsevon, you do basically beds, and the way the beds are, it looks like a basket, so you have a length and width that connect together. Lo Oirech, when you prepare the Oirech, Mishum Mesech, Mesech is the preparing, that's the first stage of the weaving, that's the Melacha of Ir. Le Roichav, when he does the width, Mishum Oireg, that is the weaving. When he attaches these mattresses or these beds to the poles, that is equivalent to oisebatim, which we'll see in a moment what it means. But oisebatim is where you put the threads through some poles. When he cuts it, he's over and mechatech. And when he finishes the melacha, it's makapatish. So a third example, the Gemara grows through melacha, through a action that includes in it many melachas. Continues the one, it says, Shnei Nirim, which we spoke about Bote Nirim. What is Bote Nirim? So Reb Chaim here gives us the explanation how the Bote Nirim works. And when the person used to weave, they used to make like this. You have two poles on two sides, and then you had these things called Bote Nirim, where the threads went through. So the way you did is you took a thread, you tied it to a pole, and then the thread went through the Bote Nirim to the other pole, and then tied there and go back and go through the next Bote Nirim. So the Gemara tells us over here, there's two ways to be Oiver and Bote Nirim. Either Shnei Nirim Bechaf Echot, which means there's one thread going through two Bote Nirim, meaning going back and forth, going from one pole to another, back and forth through two Bote Nirim, or Shnei Chofim Binir Echot, or sometimes you put two threads into one Bote Nirim. So either you use one thread going back and forth with two Bote Nirim, or you have two threads going through one Bote Nirim. Either one of these is the minimum amount to be over on Oiseh Shtei Bote Nirim. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Samech Beis.